March 14th, 2018 is the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. out on horseback, lost off track. This latest scheme is one confused dream. His delusion, her damn confusion, lost in the plummet. The senses dumbing, I stumble, bumble, feel my focus crumble, so to rally and sally forth, and headlong, headstrong, I hustle and gather momentum to prevent a fumble and tumble. Many light years sideways, now what does that mean to what my mind says? That we're wood and not the surface. Oh, it says purpose. So I linked hard for a purpose. Oh, purpose. Oh, what's the rush? It's just one hard game. And it's auto flush.
Hey, Brother Matt, yeah. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Yeah, we've had some rain, huh?
Yeah, but it's
but didn't come too heavy, so no mudslides.
Yeah, I think we got more coming.
And we got more coming, right. As long as it's the gradual. I've seen the Coast Guard out here doing some prac with the helicopter and the...
Yeah, I've been hearing copters.
Well, yesterday, because we had the clown in town.
Yeah, yeah.
Glad he's gone. But glad to see you, Brother Matt, and... Yeah, the new schedule. Now we're in the afternoon, people. This is kind of different. Actually, we're more of an A&M thing.
Got big news today.
Yeah.
I went back to work for a month. That's right. Why we made that adjustment.
Because the hip rock.
Yeah, yesterday, doctor put me back on leave. So, as of today, I didn't have to have alarm clock. No more work. I am done with LAUSD.
Whoa.
I'm just sliding out for the rest of the semester.
Yeah.
And then it's all over.
Retire?
Yeah.
But what about the doc putting you on the thing? Is there some hurts?
Oh, mostly it just sucked going back to work.
Yeah,
plus I was doing better when I was just doing physical therapy and the water classes.
What
stuff,
about the numbness from the...
It's still kind of dead. It's come back maybe a tiny bit.
A little bit.
But it's still better than the old hip.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. Some good news, big news. And I'm very happy for you. Although I know, as a teacher, man, you fortified a lot of lives.
Thank you.
Much respect.
Ready
Much
for a little
respect.
Salute to those days on June 30th for a little party.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you've already got something reserved up at the fort, right?
Yeah.
Where I do prac, the Angels Gate Cultural Center. What building? Oh, no. That's actually Osgood Farley.
Yeah, where the air raid took place last
actually,
year.
I was there for a year. And then I got moved to the officer's latrine.
That's bitchin'
But
place.
I actually was in one of those CMET magazines.
I think it'll be a cool spot for a party.
Yeah. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
June 30th.
Yeah, 30.
Okay. Start off, Chim Chim Cheree. We were giving a little spiel on that. You know, John Coltrane turning that inside out. Henry Kaiser has invited me to come up city. He's living in Cruz, but he'll go up there. And so there's some cats want to do two John Coltrane albums live in front of people.
Wow.
But not top 40 cover versions, just like Here's the Doorway. Yeah, you know.
Bitching.
Yeah, you know, and I told him I was too scared at first, but then, he was talking about it, and maybe it's okay, you know, because I got such respect for the man.
Right.
I don't want to look in the soil. I'm going to soil myself. But then we heard the Island with Autoflush, and that's on this label, Kingfisher Blues. And cool. Our guest, Tim Clapp from up north, True North, Vancouver.
Welcome.
Welcome. Tim.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tim, can you tell us, me and Brother Matt, your earliest musical memory?
Oh, my gosh. For me, I remember my dad was an oil painter, and he used to paint while listening to music, and he did a painting called For Emily, Wherever I May Find Her, and I remember being like 3 years old, and he sat me down, and he played me the Simon and Garfunkel tune, and he showed me the painting, and it's like one of the first memories I ever had was like, you know, looking at this painting and being like, this music is this painting, and it was a real moment for me, and it's stuck with me.
Like connections.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Now, your pop used it like in the background while he's doing his work, or doing his art.
Yeah.
Well, same thing. Was there just listeners? Was there players in the house?
Yeah, we had a turntable when I was a kid, and my parents had lots of, like, you know, like 60s, 70s records.
Yeah, because they played themselves.
What's that?
Were they musicians?
Oh, no. My parents were not into...
They were listeners, right?
Yeah. They bought a few records back when they were in their 20s, and then probably the last album they bought would have been like about 76 or something.
Oh, when I graduated high school.
Yeah.
And that was not a good year in a way. I think it was Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Yeah.
And I can't remember. I went to the only time I ever went to a reunion, and they were playing music from that year. It was a couple years ago, right, Brother Matt, at Dalmatia Hall. Yeah. What we used to call Slav Hall. And because I'd never been to one. And you know what ended up being the only interesting thing was the big poster on a bulkhead that had cats who had passed away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know why. Because the dudes that were still here weren't as interesting. I was thinking a lot more about the cats we lost. You know, D-Boom was one, of course, but other cats, Danny Carmelich, Dean Spondello, guys I hadn't thought about in a long time. And then the people there, except for John DeLuca, cool people.
Uh-huh.
He's been seeing me.
Yeah, John's cool.
And it was like, you know, just like in those days, I did not exist. I had a gig in Long Beach anyway, so I only spent a few minutes there. But, man, I'll never go to it. And they had some good Muscatroli.
Oh, yeah, that place rocks.
And you know what? I always wanted to be in there. I always looked at it from the window. So. Mm. But anyway, what was the first record you bought there, Tim?
Oh, for me, I think first album I ever bought on vinyl was Astral Weeks by Van Morrison.
Sure.
That was back when you could buy it for, like, you know, 50 cents at a thrift store.
Sure.
I'm 30 years old, so, you know, back when I was, like, about 15 and I was, you know, I had a bunch of CDs and tapes and stuff. I don't really remember, like, the early CDs I bought, but I really remember buying my first LP because I went into, you know, a thrift store and I thought, Van Morrison, this looks cool, and I put it on. And that was another transformative experience for me. I absolutely love that album still.
He's a great singer. Great singer. I heard a difficult personality, but great singer.
I think that this is a story that I've heard about Van Morrison, is that he watches a live DVD of himself before he goes on stage every night. And it has to be queued up to the exact same spot every single time. So before he goes on stage, before he gets to the venue, one of his assistants is pacing himself, like walking at Van's pace, like from where the limo's gonna let him out all the way backstage and then into the dressing room. And he has to time it out perfectly so that when Van gets out of the car, he has to walk into the dressing room and there's no one there but that DVD playing with the same song on it every time. So they be like, it's gonna be like about 5.5 minutes. So they rewind it 5.5 minutes, and then as soon as he gets out of the car, it hits start, and then everyone scatters.
Yeah, real relaxed, itch.
Just makes some magic happen.
Anyway, you mentioned cassette, Tim. So I wondered if you were early on a proponent of mixtapes.
Absolutely. I still make mixtapes, but none of my friends can play them. So I make tapes with my friends, and then I say...
You make playlists now.
Yeah.
Were you around for 8-track days?
I never had 8-track tapes.
Those were hard to record. They didn't make many of those.
Trippy.
Yeah, they were very hard to find the recorders. And then they would cut off in the strangest places. You know, time to switch.
Yeah, you put it in and it jumps in the middle of a song, right?
Yeah, right. Well, it was time-oriented. It was not event-oriented.
Okay. Yeah, we have... I work at a record store here in Vancouver. I'm at work right now.
Okay.
I work at Neptune Records in Vancouver.
Great place.
And there's a... we save 8-tracks for Danzig because he buys 8-tracks, collects them.
Yeah.
Every time he comes through town, he buys, like, every 8-track we have.
Wow. Well, the one good thing about him in those days... You could play them in your car. They weren't really pushing cassettes yet.
Yeah.
They tried to push that thing. Anyway, let's go back to music and you. Did you have music in school?
Well, we had, I remember there was like a thing in school where back in like elementary school where we had to like form a little band. But I remember no one could play anything. So we just had like recorders and like one kid played a piano, but I remember we did
recorder kind of like a flute, right?
Yeah, like sort of like one of those little flutes they give kids, but we did an instrumental version of I think Forgot About Dre by Dr. Dre featuring Eminem.
That's how not young I am. Sorry. I know Dre, cold 40 freezing my balls. Straight out of cotton. That's the Dre I know. I know there was a Dre before that, too, that wore a bodysuit. Look, I want to play Tim the Mute right here. Anything you want.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we
Tim
go.
Tim the Mute? I got a song called Van, which I like a lot.
Well, we're going to play anything you want.
Stupid, I give up on my game. No. Yeah. weave mounted seed fades of dull dross off grounded banter snatches, as grappling under neon worms, terribly aggrieved are opulent soured clans, massively bearing up ignorami that grovel before munificent bartenders, whose greasy oyster graves shred souls of a sharp, assaultive silence. Munched after delectables wriggle obliquely under blue simmering suns, sloughing off gifted particle realms in pulses of bleak, divesting thoughts, aglow, veritable microcosms of filth and miracles glistening with siren song, thereby to feed the boneless throngs writhing in her alluring shadow. None whatsoever are remotely aware of the cataclysm afoot. A copulating population that denigrates them damned ingrates, stretching tensions in bending dissension downward by the boot, copping rations while stopping at distractions clowned in your face. Invisible targets then were heard, bubbling into unrelenting nothingness, keeping on into windward currents designed to repel and thwart. They wade into darkness, forging will into legendary deed despite duress, muscling ahead for nothing more than breath, favored with no other reward. An unintended will of nothing but sweated sinew and grit off the cuff, burgeoning outbursts of emotions without resolve or slimmest glimmer. Wanting for all but waiting for none is wasting the call, isn't fun enough. Sneaky fuckers crawling from seeking rays to singe fondly them sinners. Murky are the waters of dissolute intent, each breath a rasping agony. Feeling the cold distances slide between opportunity and discovery, that blur one's ability to reach beyond aspiration from a cake that's already served, and to land ebulliently on 2 feet with smiles and a warm hug again in her company. Which leaves us asking instead, who is this goddang zombie wafer? And whatsoever is this first utterance that issues forth? Doubly futch it creer mocking tube, ter blonzimus me chossip nadoon, tem skellum, deprits com deep de gene plock, coplu sto doctum met chippity blocks, gok gork, tunny blug, dixum plogum pleektum toof, rue pessum clob, def lussy abin duppel glop, bumbidi dwa shuki ma trogli na shulum, carum fliffle dum kepani daslul, o lopt, blow doof. So, you want to try and guess again?
Capture
People, that was Tim the Mute with Anything You Want. There was confusion in the title. He thought I was actually asking for a suggestion from him about a Tim the Mute track. It turns out this track, Anything You Want, is the first Tim the Mute release ever.
That's true.
And how did Tim the Mute happen?
Well, I played in like a band in high school, like, you know, it was sort of a fun high school band. And then when I moved to Vancouver from the small town that I grew up in.
Where was
I grew up in Roberts Creek, British Columbia.
Okay.
It's a really small town. It's sort of like a hip commune.
Is it by Yellowknife?
No, no. It's down. It's close to Vancouver. You have to take a ferry to get there, but it's almost
Banff?
It's like a peninsula.
Is it by Banff? Oh, no, it's west. It's on the island?
Yeah.
Is it on island?
Yeah, it's almost on the island. It's a peninsula sticking off the mainland.
Okay.
This is the first release I ever did as Tim the Mute because I remember I was sort of in the process. I had just left this band I'd been in with my high school buddies for 10 years, and I was like 22 years old, and I was talking to one of my friends. He was going, oh, I can never finish anything. I'm having a tough time finishing a record, putting something out. I said, you know what? It's so easy to do. I was like, just play me A and D over and over again, and I'll sing over it. And as soon as he did that, we recorded the song in about 10 minutes, and I recorded it on my phone, and I texted it to my email and sent it straight on to the pressing plant. And I said, look, in 4 weeks, we're going to have a box of records show up at the door now. And that's what happened. I came to his house with a bunch of records, and I said, look, it's easy to make a record.
Now, Tim, is that the first Kingfisher Blues release?
It is the third release I did.
Okay.
But I basically sent the first.
Because the other two releases were other people?
Yeah, I did. Well, I did a record, Teen Plaque, was the second release I did. And that's me and my friend Jamie, who plays in the band Shushu down in Los Angeles.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and then...
with X, Shushu.
XIU.
Yeah, for a little while, they had a bass man, Devin Hoff.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Which is a good friend of me and Nels Klein.
Oh, cool. Yeah, great bass player.
Yeah, from Colorado. Great cat. In fact, we got a project called the Emma Goldman Bus Stop Brigade that's coming out soon.
Do you say Emma Goldman Bus Stop Brigade?
There's an echo here, brother.
Unbelievable.
And it's that's a totally improvised record with myself, Devin Hoff, and Danny Frankel on the drums. And
you know
I got to mix that this spring. Go ahead, Tim.
Emma Goldman came to Vancouver at one point.
Oh, I know that.
And the only
photo she had to live in Canada because this country kicked her out.
Yeah, there's a photo of her riding a bus in Vancouver. So that's part of the Emma Goldman Bus Stop Brigade, I guess.
Well, this is more like bust out, but it could be a bus stop. That's interesting. Maybe it's like the yin of the yang, like you bust out, you bus stop. Anyway, we skipped ahead there because between playing recorder and coming up with the Dre cover and then your high school buddy band, how did you get into music, Tim?
It's in a really sort of Asperger's way.
I
went to a grocery store and I just thought, wow, there's all these music magazines. I thought, I guess I'll get into music. And I just filled out a bunch of cards on subscriptions for music magazines. So I subscribed to, you know, Spin and Rolling Stone and BMJ New Music Monthly. And I just started like absorbing music like crazy. And then I thought, well, I definitely don't want to be like a music writer. I'm going to be in a band. And then if I fail, I can always be a music writer.
Yeah, those are the two choices.
Those are the only two choices that I could have imagined.
You never thought about Machinist Mate or Boiler Mate, Fireman. No. Okay. So this is interesting. So what instrument do you decide to play?
Well, I don't really play any instrument well.
At that point where you said you didn't want to be a rioter.
Yeah, I thought, well, I didn't play anything, and I just thought, I think I'll play guitar. It seems easy.
Yeah.
And turns out it was pretty easy, and I still, I don't think I've gotten any better since, like, the second or third day that I started playing. But
You hit the plateau.
I plateaued, and I'm still right in that wave. I got the G chord, and I play like the C add 9 chord.
Right.
Like those are the two chords I play.
That's okay. It's all the white keys on the piano, almost.
Yeah, I've got three albums, so
They're
basically all the same song over and over again.
Okay. Do you remember your first gig? Do you remember your first time playing in front of people, too?
Oh my gosh, that's a throwback. Back when I was like probably...
Besides that school gig.
Yeah, I think I was probably 15, I think, and we got this restaurant back on the Sunshine Coast where I grew up called Pack Rat Louie's. They let us play, and I remember all of our friends came out from the high school, and they were mad at us after because our friends didn't buy any food or drinks.
Well, how old were they? They were probably high school.
Yeah, I said, none of us have jobs. We're all 14.
Right.
We don't have any money. We can't drink anything.
Ah, but they probably said the magic word to you, draw. D-R-A-W. Where is the draw?
You had
the draw, but the draw didn't buy.
That was before any concept that I would have had
being
able to draw anything.
So, were you scared? Was it a scary gig, though?
Oh, yeah. We were definitely scared. The guy who played drums with me, who's still one of my best friends, he had this drum kit that looked like a bunch of, like, conga drums turned on their side. It was mounted on this huge rack, and there was, like, maybe, like...
Like taiko.
Is that yeah, it looks like a tight
toe. Japanese,
Asia, looks like
Korea, the, China, yeah. You put them on the side, and then you beat them with big motherfucking sticks.
Yeah, it looks like about two racks worth of these, like, five toms on each rack.
How'd you fucking get them around?
We had to drive them in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so he wasn't nervous.
No, drummers don't really get nervous, do they?
They're hard chargers.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being nervous, though, and I still get nervous now, but I'm pretty, you know, I'm relatively confident.
Now, Steve Hodges told me once, being a little bit nervous is like being a little bit excited.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Okay, so this is all back. What was the name of this band? Did this band have a name?
Yeah, we were called the Shiny Diamonds.
Shiny Diamonds?
Yeah.
As opposed to the dull ones, right?
Yeah, yeah, and that was from age 13 all the way up to, like, about age 22.
Okay, okay. And then Tim the Mute, and then the label.
Yeah, and then Tim the Mute, and then the label. I was just a young man back then.
Yeah, interesting, interesting. What about gigs that you went to? Can you tell me the first concert you saw?
Gosh, probably the first concert I ever saw would have been, like, the Bare Naked Ladies.
Ah, they're Canadian.
They're Canadian. They're big time. They're an arena band in Canada. So, like, I saw them play at an arena when I was, like, probably 14 or something. But the first time I ever went to, like, a punk show, I think I went to Warped Tour and saw, like, Bad Religion, NoFX, and, like, you know, Less Than Jake.
Oh, yeah,
and
they're the ones that play every year. You know what I heard, though? This year is the last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally ending.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not sure if I would attend this year, but, you know, if they came back to Vancouver, they skipped us for a few years because, I don't know why, actually. I don't think there's a lot of money to be made in coming to Vancouver.
Well, I've always liked come to Vancouver. In fact, my first Canadian gig was there. Yeah, the Minutemen played with a band, believe it or not, I think they were called the Bill of Rights.
They were
Canadian cats, yeah. And it was in the part of Vancouver that's called Gaslight, Gaslamp.
Oh, Gastown.
Gastown. And there was a club, it was near a place called the Town Pump.
Oh, yeah.
I ended up playing the Town Pump a couple times, too. Because that's where things happen in those days.
The Town Pump was a very happening place because I collect posters and stuff from bands. The Town Pump is always on posters from back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. So I got some great recollections of there. But also places that are totally gone, like Starfish Room.
Oh, yeah.
Put in a condo.
Those are famous. The first place I ever played, the first big show I played in Vancouver, we opened for the Pointed Sticks.
Oh, yeah.
For the first reunion show.
Sure.
And that was at Richards on Richards,
I got to play there a couple times.
And that's condos now, too.
Is that gone now? That's condos now, too? Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, I played a couple gigs there. Richards on Richards.
Richards on Richards.
That was a trip, because my pop, his name's James Richard Watt, but everybody called him Dick. So I said, whoa, Dick on Dick. Yeah, my pop never called a cock a dick. He always called it a hammer. I got one of it after the Navy. He did air conditioning, so I got one of his work. My pop was a dick. You know, I got a dick patch. So that there's an endearing quality about that pad there. Richard on Richards, like, my pop would have loved that. I never heard my pop call James once in his life. Nobody. Maybe the Navy called him that where I wasn't there, but I never heard him use. Yeah, there's a weird thing. Sometimes in the South, they'll give you a first name, but you're never going to get called that. I don't know why. I don't know why, but so it goes. But, yeah, so you did play Richard on Richards.
I did play it one time, yeah.
Okay, because it seemed like it was kind of a disco that they turned into a rock band.
Yeah, they used to have all sorts of stuff, but the first shows I saw when I came of age in Vancouver, like age 19, I was going to see bands there, and but they had lots of cool, like, you know, punk bands would play there and stuff.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and also, I mean, bands came from there, you know, No Means No, DOA, Oh my God, Dayglo Abortion,
oh yeah,
a lot of cats very early on. We're at the end of the first hour. We got to hold on, Tim, for the next hour. I know you got a lot to share with us. But March 14, 2018, Dish of Wap Pedro Show, special guest Tim Clapp, Vancouver. Brother Matt, let's hold tight for hour two. March 14, 2018, it's the second hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
We I recollect at times of bored. Should I regret, I have no interest this time. And I recollect it's the kind of voice. Do I accept this certain mystery in the world? And it's good enough.
I'm fine, and again, what I was gonna
Watch for Pedro show. Look, people. I said the first song of the last batch, and then we got caught up in Tim's, you know, journey through music story, and I never said the rest of the tune, so that was fucked up. So, but we had Alice Bag with Sacre Joven, My Tear demo from Vasco Atanasoski. He was on the show last month. Hope he's having a good time on that tour. That was a weird little tone.
Yeah.
Oh, I think your scat did it.
Oh, like okay.
Somebody just bought a dildo, I think. Dales from Belgrado. Oh, yeah, yeah. Stanislav Zavich got into this trip where, wow, these guys aren't from Croatia or Balkans, but they name their name this. Like Belgrado, it's a fucking Spain band, but they got a Polish singer. And I told them, cool out, man. People want to. Hey, it's better. I played with a band. I think it was the drummer from Jawbreaker. His new band's called California. You're not talking about a terrible name. So, okay, Belgrado. And then Let Three from Luna Cinquina, Vukovar, Croatia town, right, Dalmatia, with Once More for the Puritan. It's like from up in England. But so what? Let them call it Vukovar. It's far northeast Vukovar. Northwest Vukovar, I'm sorry. Then Chris Kroger out of Austin with Guessing Game. Dinosaur Jr., brand new. Hold Unknown. I wonder what he means by hold. Because on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if Jay's been on a boat. He's West Mass. Gloucester. Okay, and finally, I Should Read in Bed, I Watch GG Instead by Faceache. And that's from Kingfisher Blues. Yeah, what I learned from GG is bring your own microphone. Especially if you're going on after.
I think this one is Gilmore Girls, not Gigi Allen.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we start off the second hour with some good Kingfisher Blues stuff. Donna Plan with your ad here. Then someone on the other side of Canada, like, I think it's by Hull. What's one side is Hull. Oh, the capital, the federal capital is Ottawa, right?
Ottawa.
Yeah, so these cats, the first Quebec gig Minutemen did was Hull. It was right across the water. Yeah, it's Hull and Ottawa are kind of joined together, but there's water, so they're different provinces or something. And that was with a band called Porcelain Forehead. Drunk Engine. There was two bands. And the Drunk Engine was drunk, but no Native people, no First Nation people, but they had the drunks. And then Porcelain Forehead was tripping on L. It was a great gig. And then we, yeah, My Dog Popper, too. Do you remember these guys? This is like Montreal punk. This guy, no, they had red styrofoam mohawks. And I remember the big tune was I Lost My Job to a Guy Named Gino.
That's almost like maybe anti-French Canadian.
This
or
is long, long time ago. And it was also satire.
Yeah.
Okay, the guy was very cool. Actually, he was in the Montreal University buildings, the My Dog Popper. Then we heard Bowery Dirge from Kings of Lower Town. That's where those cats are from. A rough mix of brand new Super Session, Raymond Pettibone, Dirk Vandenberg, Ray Farrell, and Ricky Spolda with B-I-B-L-E. Parcel Post with Centimeters, which off from your label, Living Body, I Recollect.
Oh, that's a good one.
Polygonda Wonderland.
Wonderland.
All this shit's good. I love it, man. Your label has got some great fucking tunage. Deserted Dunes, Welcome Weary Feet. And then Brother Matt tells me you pronounce P-E-A-N-E-S-S. But it just means you added a lot of peas to your gravy, right? There's no filthy male organ. Yeah. Okay, I'm Not Your Problem. And then finally, Dad Weed with Heavy Blankets.
Nice.
Which is funny because Jay Maskus was in a band called Heavy Blanky. He was playing drums. So, yeah, right. Tell me about how does a band get on Kingfisher Blues?
I do a lot of records just for people that are friends of mine, people that I
is it the Vancouver guys? Is it like a Discord Records where you got to come from Vancouver?
No, I do lots of stuff from people outside Vancouver, but most of the time it's people I know in person because I've met them on tour or something, okay. and I've seen them play, and I go, wow, I love this. I really want to, you know.
Tim, are you aware, there's a label here in Pedro called Recess Records.
Oh, yeah?
Are you aware of them?
Recess Records?
Yeah, Toys That Kill, Todd Kahn.
Oh, yeah, I got the Toys That Kill record.
He does the same thing. He meets dudes on tour, he likes them, he puts out their records. I like this idea.
That's the way to do it.
Actually, that's my new alliance me and D. Boone did. We ended up putting out the first Husker Du and Descendant records.
And those are sick records.
Oh, good. They still say sick these days, brother man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Somebody told me
I'm...
there's a new word called stonkin'. That's the new word, stonkin'. S-T-O-N-K-I-N.
Stonkin'.
Yeah, but for me, it's like wearing baggy pants. It looks a little silly.
Yeah.
So do tight pants, especially around the ankle. You don't want those.
Oh,
on
yeah, yeah, straight leg tight.
It's like warmers, right? Leotards. These dudes wearing them. Anyway, enough of the fashion. So it's a personal connect.
Absolutely. I love going to see a band and then meeting them after and being like, whoa, these guys are actually cool, nice people, you know. Peanuts is a band that a friend of mine, Emma Cooper, who I put out her record, Mammoth Penguins, she sent me the Penis record and said, Tim, you're going to love these guys. They are seriously great people. Get in touch with Penis. And I ended up chatting with them on Skype for like 2.5 hours, and I put out the record, and now every time I go to the UK, I play with them.
Oh, they're an English band? Okay.
Yeah, they're from Chester.
Oh, I know Chester. I got to play there once with the Stooges, a festival there. It's really close to Liverpool.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
In fact, I got to learn... Yeah, yeah, Chester. It's an old Roman word, Latin word for town.
Oh.
That's why Manchester, Chester.
Westchester.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
They've got Roman ruins in Chester inside.
Also, Wales is right there. It's an interesting place. A lot of things right there.
So what's the difference between a Chester and a ville?
Like, ville is more French.
Okay.
There's a wall in Chester where they used to throw Welsh people off.
Wow. That's
they took me there. They were like the wall. We used to throw the Welsh off here when
Do you know the real word for their land? I learned it because I got to play Cardiff last tour.
Cymru Wales. Yeah, they prefer that.
And they got the dragon. They got a fancy flag. But John Cale, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. The cat from Go Team.
Thomas.
There's a lot of, everybody's from everywhere. But what I liked about Chester was how it's close to a lot of different things right there. There's a lot of mix. Okay, so Penis, I got to check them out next time I'm in Chester.
Absolutely. They are fantastic people and a great band as well.
Because actually, the last few England tours I've been doing, I've been playing the smaller towns. I play the big ones too, but it's more like the U.S. and Canada where I'll play more. Canada, the stretches are a little further.
It's about 16 hours drive from Vancouver to Calgary.
Jesus Christ. End of April, I'm playing Edmonton, though. I got a couple gigs coming up.
Oh, fantastic. You coming to Vancouver?
Nah, it's just flying in.
Of course,
I would go through Vancouver if I was driving. But this guy wants us to come up there and play. But first he just wanted me, and I said, can I bring the missing man? He said, okay. Tim, bass players are kind of like glue. And
yeah.
If you got nothing to stick to, you're kind of a puddle. you don't want solo bass. Have a band. Let me glue something together. But brother Matt, how are you looking for spin cyclist?
I think I'm ready to go.
Here we go, Tim. You're going to get some spin cycle, Pedro.
Cool.
What's went on? Don't stop, honey. like crazy. Take it on down. Know that I'm somewhere. Take it on down. Yeah.
Chupin.
Matt, thank you so much for doing what you just did to us. What made you want to do what you just did?
I'll say Joe Dean made me do it. Because I was going to play some Joe Dean stuff here. Titled Joe Dean stuff.
Wow, I didn't know.
And,
he had some jams with Joe Biza there for a while.
Yeah,
is this with Joe Biza?
I don't know. It wouldn't play. It was like technical difficulties. Okay. So he was fired.
You know where he lives?
Over by the hospital?
Kind of near me, but on 10th. Just west of Leland. Martin Tamburovich.
Oh.
We should almost have, in the same bag. Really man, close.
We got to have Joe Dean come back. It's been a long time.
Yeah. And then he can like his music for but, yeah, that was truly bitching. Thanks so much. So you think... you wanted to play Joe Dean music. You couldn't play Joe Dean music.
So then
so you had to engage some kind of bravo, some plan B-age.
Yeah, so we got the blues with a Z going.
Right, blue with a Z.
In honor of our guest.
Yeah. Tim, this name Kingfisher Blues. Tim?
Maybe that was that weird beep that we heard.
Hello?
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, he's here. Tim, this name Kingfisher Blues, where did it come from?
Where did I come from?
No, this name for your label.
Oh, the name for the label. I just basically, one of the earliest lessons I had in business was, you know, if you want to save yourself $300 by copywriting a name, just make something up that doesn't make any sense and no one will use it.
Yeah, Kingfisher was a nickname we gave this governor in Louisiana named Huey P. Long. But it's an actual animal. It's a bird, I think, kind of a heron.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of birds. I like watching birds, and I like kingfishers, and I just thought...
Oh, does Vancouver have kingfishers?
I don't know if we do. I don't think we do. I like British birds a lot. I'm a big Anglophile, and...
Well, they got them in Louisiana, for sure.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as, like, a kookaburra in Australia? They got kookaburras. That's like a kingfisher, I think.
Yeah, but, you know, the Australian stuff's always a little different, right? It's its own thing. I think that's the home of the lorikeet and the parakeet. I mean, a lot of stuff in Australia. I've been there 4 times. And a lot of their life is pretty much singular to them or a kind of variation. It's a really interesting place. But, you know, birds fly, so they probably... They got this one thing called some kind of mud hen that Phillip Island by Melbourne that flies all the way fucking to Canada.
Wow.
Over open, right when it's born, open Pacific Ocean.
Man.
Wow. I think it's got a little needle in its head, a piece of metal. It knows the North Pole. These motherfuckers, there's no landmarks.
Wow.
What about those fucking hummingbirds that fucking fly to Mexico?
Yeah, man.
Their fucking hearts are beating like 10 billion. They like drink a bunch of nectar, right? Get twice as fat, and then fucking... But to Mexico. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. Wow, Pedro Show. Special guest Tim Clapp, Vancouver brother Matt. Let's hold tight for hour 3. March 14, 2018. It's the third hour of the Wow from Pedro Show.
Unwinding, lost for heaven of Thank you. They came to me in late July under midnight skies, terrified, metallic skin and dead dark stares under lidless eyes. I was paralyzed, they told me for facts, and they were coming back. Not to get too comfortable in our animal skin.
Smooth, flawless, to rise with morning and have it start. I pray to the mechanic for heat again and air conditioning. When I meet people I used to know, I'm glad to see them until I remember what I'm driving and I'm afraid they'll go outside and see me climb into that struggle buggy and laugh. I've become very proficient at keeping my car running. I visit service stations and repair shops, which is why I haven't a coat to wear or nice clothes or enough money each month to pay the rent. I don't like my car to be dirty. I spend Saturday morning scrubbing it down. I've promised it a new bumper and a paint job. Luckily, this year, I was able to afford registration. I dream that my car is transformed into a stylish convertible. I'm riding along happily beneath sunglasses, the desert wind kissing my face, my man beside me. We smile. We are very beautiful. Sometimes the dreams become nightmares. I'm careening into an intersection. The kids in the back seat scream, "Mama!" I mash down on the brake. It goes to the floor. I have frequent fantasies about running over people I don't like with my car. My car is an absolute necessity in this city of cars, where you come to know people best by how they maneuver on the freeway, make lane changes, or handle off ramps. I've promised myself I will one day own a luxury model. It'll be something I can leave to my children. Till then, I'm on spark plugs and lug nuts, keeping the one I have mobile. I live for it. Can't let go of it. Or to live is to drive.
Walk for Pete Show. We started the third hour off. Well, no, you just heard Meehan's with Catastrophic Converter. Meehan's.
That's actually Mittens. It's Mittens pronounced with an English accent.
I can't get away. All right. Then we had a lady from Watts. I know this is our accent. Her name is Wanda Coleman in my car. She's a great poet. I got to meet her. She made a couple of spoken word records for Harvey Kudnick. And before that was Chinese Herbal Medicine. Animal Skin, I think they're out of, where are they? Portland, Maine? Or maybe the Valley. And then David Gerard and Thomas Jackson Park, Solar Flares. I know they're out of Massachusetts, Boston area. And then we started off the third hour with Lamia by the Island. I want to ask you this. This guy, Steve Howe.
Yeah.
Right? He's a Quebecer?
He's from Quebec.
And so what's the connection? Because you know I made a whole album with this guy. And never met him.
I finally
came to a gig because you know he's very shy. He told me he can't eat in front in public.
Yeah, he seems very shy.
So how'd you meet him? What's the connection?
I've never met him. Don't even know if he's real. But he he sent me an email that said, you know, I'm actually aware of the Island because I got a flexi 7-inch that you did on Scotch tapes.
That's right.
Yeah, so I've got that.
Where was that? Like Saskatoon or?
They were from
Regina?
Something?
Edmonton? Okay.
Yeah, I heard
somewhere,
that.
Somewhere in the prairie, I know.
Yeah, the guy from Scotch Tapes, he got, like, knocked on the head. He was, like, a commercial fisherman, and he, like, can't look at a computer screen anymore, or he, like, has a seizure, so he doesn't do the label anymore.
That's right. I heard about that. Terrible.
So you got this
unsolicited email from Steve Howe. And
yeah,
the guy who plays guitar in the band, Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Quebecer Steve Howe.
Yeah, and And I went, oh, cool, you know, this sounds good. I'm aware of this, and I'm a fan of Mike Watt, you know, so I thought, I'll check it out. And I listened to it, and I was like, this is sick. I'll do a record of it.
Now, you know, this was one of the first days when I was starting to trade files with people, use some of the advantages of the Internet, which means you don't have to be in the same room to make records with people anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, you don't ever have to meet him. But he did come to a gig in 2000, let me see. Think maybe 2012 or 13. He came in and met me. I was playing, I think, I can't remember. Maybe it was Ottawa. And I hadn't played since the Porcelain Forehead gig. And he was a shy guy. He came up there, just said a couple words. I think I shit myself before the gig. I ate some lame ass meatball sandwich from a. Maybe I should discuss this from Subway, and it was we call that short stay, you know. And what happened? Yeah. There was a pole I had to climb up to get on the stage. When I heaved ho, you know, you roll the dice,
yeah,
you pay the price. Anyway, that's interesting. How it was just out of there like that. But this next band is called the Jins.
Oh yeah, they're great. The short for pigeons.
I was going to say, because in Japanese, jin means a person.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, actually, I originally got in touch with them because they're from Vancouver, and they wrote to me, and I thought, oh, maybe they're Asian. You know, I'm half Chinese, so I thought, any chance I get to work with Asian band, I'd be excited. And then they were like, no, we're all white. Like, it's short for pigeons. We used to be called the Pigeons, and we changed our name.
But Vancouver does have a big Asian community, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of pigeons, too.
Okay, but, probably bigger community. Well, maybe they're in competition. No, yeah. I just remember the Chinatown there, pretty big, I'd walk around between gigs and stuff.
Yeah, I think Vancouver is about 30% Asian. My grandparents were born here, so, like, I'm, like, what, I guess, third-generation Canadian, so I don't have a lot of, like, roots to my Chinese heritage, but I'd love to know more about it, you know?
Have you been there?
I've never been.
I went last year for the first time. It was a trip. I recommend it. Because
I would love
you
to
know
go.
What? You know why? No one can explain it. You got to have first-hand experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. Okay, let's listen to the Jins.
Really is, you know, life just kicks. Well, I'm so elated. בגלגול הקודם הייתי סמוראי שהתאבד כי שכב עם אחת מנשותיו של האדון, ולמרות שערף עשרות ראשי אויב לא יכול היה לשאת את הבושה, הוא ביקש רשות לבצע סיפוק וגם קיבל וריטש את בטנו לעיני כולם משמאל לימין בחרב כסופה ארוכה נהדרת. בגלגול הזה אני מילואימניק מפוחד שמסתתר מאחורי הבית ומקווה שאף אחד לא רואה אותו.
Yeah.
ABS Zealand from Perth, live on WFMU.
for Pedro show, the last music, the Gins with Real Food. We had Jeff Parker after that, Sly Freedom, had him on the show last week. Incredible guitar man. Farther south from Tel Aviv in a past life, Roosterhead from Long Beach here, Apocalyptic. No, they moved to Inglewood.
Uh-huh.
I asked these guys, you don't live in Strong Beach here. No, we moved to Inglewood.
Inglewood is a new town.
They said to him, you're the first dudes I know. Okay.
Yeah, I used to live in Inglewood. Manchester.
Right, when you were going to Loyola, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In Westchester, right? Then Zero Dent from Perth, Australia, with Reason. And I took your name, Dutch guys, Groningen, with White Wall. And finally, Peach Pit from Being So Normal. First, I was scared of that word normal. But what the Peach Pit? Is that a place where you slam? Or?
Oh, it's from, I think... 90210, like the bar that they hang out at, or whatever, it's called the Peach Pit.
That's almost like our zip codes. Here, Pedro's 90731.
Yeah.
Or what's it? Is it Saved by the Bell? Maybe it's Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell, they hang out at the Peach Pit. I think that's it.
What's Saved by the Bell?
It's like a TV show from the
90s. Oh, TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little ignorant, sorry.
But those guys, Peach Pit, they just... They're at South By right now, but they just got back from Asia. They were on a European tour.
Well, I noticed you have a lot of releases by there.
I know, right? Yeah, they're my, like, biggest selling band right now. They're my friends from Vancouver, and I'm super happy for them. They're basically blowing up right now.
Okay, and they're on Austin, because right now it's South By Southwest.
Oh. Yeah, that's where they are right now.
Yeah, I was there 2 years ago.
How you find it?
Well, I've done, like, 10 or 11 of them. And never on purpose. It's always to help somebody else. Man, you know I love music. You know I love good people. But, man, there's something about it that's kind of too much.
Yeah. But, I've never been. I don't really feel a need to do it.
Yeah. Some people think it's the magic place. Like everything's going to happen. All you have to go is there. But I don't know. One life's made of many gigs. Don't worry about just one. If you miss one gig, maybe there's one down the road. So
yeah.
And but a lot of the times, that's why I did it. These guys, oh, it's just incredibly necessary. Have to, okay, I'll do it with you. Okay, so that was okay. Plans, future plans. You must have a lot of irons in the fire right now, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a lot of cool stuff coming out soon. I got a guy from Glasgow called Robert Sotelo.
Uh-huh.
I'm hyped on that. I got a record for a guy called David Ivan Neal coming out. I'm really hyped on that. Gosh, there's so much cool stuff that I got that I'm working on. I got a new Tim the Mew record coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Bridal Party from
Vancouver. And if people want to see you, people want to hear your stuff, they go to Kingfisher Blues, that's KingFisherBlues, BLEUZ.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, it's KingfisherBlues.bandcamp.com. Yeah, blues with
the Kingfisher Blues is one word. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
And check out the stuff there, people, and you can listen. And man, it is fucking happening. I'm having a stonking time. a cat now in 2018, kind of the same vibe as me and D Boone back in. You know, when we were starting our new Alliance Records, the same kind of. I remember D Boone saying, "You know what? We got to put out the records nobody else will."
And that's what I'm doing. I appreciate it. You know, hey, you send me your address, Mike. I'll send you a box of records, pal.
I'd be bitching because we'd love to play them on the show. I want to play more and more stuff from there. I'm very grateful for Steve Howe. That collaboration from years ago is now turned into this. And
absolutely.
I try to tell people, they ask me about the old days, different from the new days. I said the old days was about people.
Yeah.
Well, the new days is about people, too. So in a lot of ways, it ain't different. Some of the technology is different. But when you get down to it, it's about people.
People with new toys.
People with new toys. Yeah. And ways to express themselves. And fucking up doing it. Having to try again.
Yeah.
You know, they're all I'm going to call the next Second Man record, Pick It Up, Put It Over There, because that's my metaphor for the whole trip. I mean, they're longshoremen, so it's pretty obvious. But you know, that's all we're doing. Even when, right, I get a bottle of bubble water.
Yeah.
Take that bill out of my billfold and put it over there. And I take that bottle, pick it up, and I put it over here. So anyway, it's been a real honor to have you aboard, Tim. Keep on keeping on, please, brother. Brother Matt, always fucking righteous, Aiden and Abedin. Essential. Next week, cool. See you again.
Very cool.
People, it's been the March 14th, 2018 edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.